So we're up to Hilchos Chol HaMoed. We discussed yesterday Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Vav, Siv Aleph. I want to mention the comparison to so we discussed the horse, all the Tzorkei Hasus, which we said we're allowed to fix if need be on Chol HaMoed. If a person prefers to travel by horse, he can do all the arrangements that the horse should be. If something goes wrong with the horse, he's allowed to fix it up as well. So that surely should be a fair comparison to if something goes wrong with a car. So say there's a burst tire, or a flat tire rather, and you want to fix that. You want to fix, can you do that on Chol HaMoed or not? If you need the car for Tzorkei HaMoed purposes. Yeah. So the poskim say you can. I'm struggling a bit with the tshuva. So in principle, yes. So I think that and if a person has got any problems and he needs to call the AA to make the car again drivable, then there should be lichoira. There should be no issa to do that, and it should be a absolute straightforward comparison to the horse. Don't see any difference between the horse and the car. Can't see any difference. However, there's an interesting tshuva of Rav Ozan Chelek Aleph, which I don't really understand. Rav Ozan speaks about a flat tire. And as if a person got a flat tire, he said you can fix it, but you cannot replace the tire. You cannot replace the tire. And that, I don't really understand. What should be the difference? Rav Ozan says, he's crudely on the side. He says, I'm just trying to look for the, I believe it's in number 3. No, it's not. It's in number 2, second paragraph in number 2. He says, if you've got a, he said that to fix it, I think that's what he means. I'm not 100% sure, but it sounds to imply that to fix it is fine, but there's a great tikh and replacing a tire. And that's a great tircha to an extent that it should be also on Chol HaMoed. I'm not sure why that should be the case. Why is that different than the saddle and the reins and everything else? Not sure.
As far as to do the minimum is to do the minimum of Chol HaMoed is mutter. But once you start getting busy with replacing a tire, and you know when you get to fix it, and they put one on, they want you to buy all four, and it becomes to the coil, doesn't it? Well, one thing leads to the next. I know the same thing with my bike, you know. Once I start doing one thing, then another thing, and then another thing, and then it becomes a ganz riches, doesn't it? Maybe that's what he's getting at.
Could be. Sounds like a reasonable svara. And in turn, why by the horse was there no such svara? Why by the horse we said that whatever needs to be done can be done, and we're not worried about additional tirchas?
Because with the horse, maybe it's more black and white. You know, it will walk or it won't walk, won't it? You can't. There's not so many degrees of things that you can't.
Yeah.
You can't replace its hubcaps and its carburetor and its
Yeah. So I hear that.
It's going to walk for you or it won't walk.
Right.
More binary, perhaps.
Right. Okay. So point taken. So maybe that's a swell in Shuvra Vuzna. We have to see base third line. Muta lisoi kasus kedeli apoisoi. So here the Shulchan Aruch tells us mutter lisoik, to comb, to brush, to comb hasus, the horse, kedele apoiso, to make him nice and good looking and tidy, and the horse should be looking good. So Mishtabur tells us why that's permitted in Sif Cotton Hay. Tuhu bichlal tzoki rechiva, that's again part of the tzoki rechiva sheitiru, which is permitted, when you need to travel, when you need to go on the horse, when you need to go, and therefore it's permitted to go, in such an instance, you're allowed to do all the necessary activities for the horse, and that includes also combing the hair of the horse. Now, even if you know that inevitably you're going to pull off some hair, which is, I suppose, often the case, you're going to pull off some hair by combing the horse. Nevertheless, on Shabbos, he would say that it's also. Nevertheless, b'yom tov also mishum psikresha, and even on yom tov would be also because it's a psikresha. It's inevitable you're going to pull off some horses. It's also, but b'cholamoyed shari b'cholamoyed it's muta. So you're allowed to call a horse because it's part of the. You're not worried about the horse getting, you know, getting pulled off, which would be an issa on yom tov and on Shabbos. On cholamoyed you're allowed to do that. Now here I'm struggling a little bit. Maybe that's, not sure what the Yosli is going to say about that. Here the question again is a bit, I don't know, I'm not such a, I don't know much about horse riding. I know very little. In fact, I know close to nothing about horse riding. But it would appear to me that combing the hair of the horse, I don't understand. To me it sounds like it's a bit far-fetched. Why is that considered tzorkei asus? Now what happens if the hair is a bit messy of the horse? Now who cares? Who cares? I understand you've got to sort out the reins. I understand you've got to sort out the saddle. You don't want to fly around town. Yeah, I understand you've got to sort out, you know, the tziporne asus. But I don't understand why the horse's hair needs to be tidy. I don't understand that. Yet, you're allowed to do it.
Unless it gets in the way of his vision, maybe. Maybe if it's unkempt, maybe it gets in the way of its being able to see, perhaps.
Vision. Yeah. The vision of the horse. Anybody got any knowledge about horse riding? Any ideas about
Kavan Yom Tov? Kavan Amoyed to be riding a
tidy horse. It has got to look good. I see. That's interesting. Swara Leapoiso. You know, it is the lotion used is Leapoiso to make him nice, to make him beautiful. Not sure. I'm struggling with
maybe
this a bit.
There's an inyo sub by Lechaim. If it's not comfortable, maybe it'll go better. Maybe he'll ride better if it's comfortable. Maybe the hair not being brushed causes the animal discomfort, so it's a Sarah Balachan issue, perhaps. Maybe stretched.
I don't know. I don't know. So you've got a few svaros. Either Sarah Balachan, or we've got Gideon svar that Gideon said that it's covered amoyed, that it should look good. Or the first pshat that you mentioned was that perhaps it's the hair getting in its way could disturb the vision and be a bit dangerous. I don't know. Siv Gimel. Ein marbin behemo bemoyed. You're not to breed an animal on chalamoyed. So you're not to positively breed the animals. You won't be allowed to do that. That's considered a tircha. It's going to be called a great tircha. And you're not allowed to do that. Avon makizin dolodam. What you're allowed to do is to make the bloodletting to which was the way medicine, the science suggested and recommended. Times you've got to do bloodletting. That's permitted. The makizim lodam. You're allowed to do bloodletting, and that's not only for a human, but in fact for an animal. We're talking about an animal over here. Makizim lodam. If you see the horse, he's really not well. Horse got high fever. The horse has got don't know what the horse may have. Then you're allowed to do a bloodletting procedure for the horse for its healing process. If a man women the color of war, you're allowed in fact to do any medicine for the animal. Even if there's a proper malach involved. So anything which is a medicine, a vet kind of activity is permitted on Chol HaMoed. So not only bloodletting, but anything else which the animal may need. Interesting. This is clearly, who pointed out Tzar Bale Chaim, it's clearly within that world of Tzar Bale Chaim. This is now moving a little bit away from Tzorkei HaMoed. See, as far as I'm concerned, if an animal is in pain or not in pain, that's not really, it's my own Tzorkei HaMoed. You could argue that it's not permitted, but we're learning over here now that since the animal is in pain, the animal is in agony, the animal is not well, I'm allowed to do melachas, even proper melachas for the animal's well-being. It's the chiddush over here, which we are seeing explicitly. You're not allowed to take your hen, tanegoiles ala beitzim, to put it on the eggs, to grow chicks. You're not allowed to positively do that. What you are allowed to do, but if you placed it on the chicks before Yom Tov, and she escaped, then she escaped naturally. You may take it back and place it back on the chicks. The chicks are not going to survive without that warmth. The chicks are not going to survive without the protection. And therefore, but if you was there placed before Yom Tov and she's escaped, you can grab her back and put it back on the chicks so to ensure the survival of the chicks. What happens if the first one dies? The first one, you know, she escaped and she died. Or she escaped and you couldn't catch her. So you know how to take a different one and place it on the chicks. That would be also. Vahu, and that is Sheyeloi, Besoch Shloshiyom Livricha, everything to place the chicken back on the eggs, on the chicks. To take it back and place it back. That's only if it's within the 3 days of its escape. More than 3 days, you know, it's either going to survive or not going to survive, and either going to hatch or not going to hatch, and it won't make a difference anymore. After 3 days, you know, it's not going to make it. You can't take take her back and put it back on the honey because it's too late to make any difference. Okay, Simon Tovkuf Lamed Zayin. Turning the page. Tin Melechis Dova Oveit. We're now going to address the halachos of Dova Oveit. Dova Oveit is anything which so whilst in principle many melachos are forbidden on Chol HaMoed, one of the fundamental heterim is Dova Oveit. Dova, a thing or Oveit which is going to get lost. So this is the purely financial heter. If I'm going to lose money, we're going to see soon what kind of money it's talking about. If the I'm going to lose financially something, then I'm allowed to do various melachos on Chol HaMoed. The Shulchan Aruch is initially going to address the Beis HaShlochin, which is the irrigation field. So let's see the rule and then after this into further details. So, Sif Aleph, Dover of Eight. A dover of eight, something which would get which would lose, make it cause a financial loss. Mutalas oisib b'chol hamoed. You're allowed to do that chol hamoed. You don't have to lose money on chol hamoed. You don't have to go that far. Below shinui, and you can do a dover of eight even below shinui. Without change, you don't have to change it. Miu, however, bechol madefsha leokel b'tircha yase. Everything which you want to avoid tircha, you should do that. So if you can avoid a significant tircha, so you're talking about a melacha which is davar ovid and permitted. If you can avoid to do it in a tircha manner, you should avoid that. Lefichach, therefore, now the case is follows it's a gemara in moed cotton. Lefichach, beis hashlochin. If you've got fields of irrigation, so there's two types. Of fields. There are fields which require irrigation, artificial irrigation. If I don't bring water to that field, the field is going to dry out and is going to die. Then there is other kinds of fields which are called steabal, which is fields which are naturally that naturally have sufficient water. So either through rainwater or there's other water sources, but they don't need me to get busy with it. That's a beis habal. They've naturally and independently, as it were, they've got sufficient water. Now, what about the vichoch? Says the Shulchan Aruch, beis hashlochin. If I've got an irrigation field, perish haoretz tzemeo. It's a earth which is thirsty. Shehizchila ashkoyis sokodim amoyet, and I started my irrigation process before Yom Tov. Mutal Ashkoisa, I'm allowed to continue watering that field on Chol HaMoed. Why? Shekivuch Hizchel Ashkoisa, since I started the process of watering those fields, Koidem, Lochain before Yom Tov, Imlo Yashkenu Achshov Tiposeid. If I will not continue watering the field now on Chol HaMoed, Tiposeid. And that's the key word, Tiposeid. It will get lost. It will be. The field will be finished. It needs my input and intervention. Without that, the field is going to die. Havol, but stay about. If you have a field which survives beautifully with rainwater only, you can survive without my input. If I add water, it just makes it better, but it doesn't really need it. Also, Ashkoyes, I'm not allowed to make any irrigation into that field. It's going to survive without it. What's the key concept behind it? The key concept is that based Ashlochen need me, and if I don't give the water, it's going to dry and die, and that's called Hefset, and that's called Dover Oved, and Dover Oved is permitted on Chol HaMoed. Now, even within that, there's an exception. Even if you've got fields which require irrigation, lo yitir, it's only permitted. Elo only. Hechadeleka tircha yisir. Only if there's no significant tircha in providing that water. Kigoin, such as minamayin. There's a spring there. And what I need to do, bein chodesh bein yoshim, whether it's a new spring or an old spring, shumam shicha yomashke. All I need to do is I need to readjust the water for it to go towards the fields. So that's all right. Avolo yidle v'yashke min abrecho v'meyak shomim mekubotzim nishtoich gol. What I'm not allowed to do, even in a field which is an irrigation field, which I need, it's going to die if I don't do it, so it's tova oved. But if it needs me to go get buckets and start schlepping back and forth, if it's that kind of work, that's considered tichy yisera, which chachamim forbade. So Rabbi said, the rule is, if you've got tova oved, it's permitted, but if the action required is a tichy yisera, huge tichy, it's forbidden even tova oved. Afilu arugo achechetzio, says Shulchan Aruch last line, afgvoya vechatzio nomuch, if it's about schlepping water, starting this continuous process of schlepping buckets of water, that's going to be also. So I'll just get this clear. There's two types of fields. There are the fields which don't need my intervention. Rainwater. So there I'm not allowed to do anything because it's not over it. It's going to survive. Then there's other fields. Peshlochin are fields which need my work. So there it's permitted, because without my work, it's all going to die. Tova oved. However, even within that, what am I allowed to do? We've got to make sure that what I do is not tichy yisera. If it's just about readjusting the stream, how do you readjust the stream? Not sure, but it seems to be quite an easy thing to do. To where I picture it is like by the train station that, you know, do you know about the trains? There is that thing, that, you know, I don't know what it's called, that you can just change the route, you know. So that that's the way I picture it. If it's just about readjusting the water, that it goes the right direction, that's fine. That's permitted. However, if it's about me schlepping water to the field and watering it, that's a tichy yisera, which is also, even if it is a dover oved, it's going to die. It's going to die. The whole field is going to be spoiled, but I'm an assault. Nothing I can do about it, because dover oved only allows me a small tichy, not a great tichy. Siv Gimel. Let's just start Siv Gimel. Norois Hamoshchim in Agomim. Rivers. You've got these are Nohorois, Hamoshchim in Agomim, rivers. Mutala Ashkoisamem, Besashlochim Bemoyet. If you've got a river, and Vushaloi Posku, this similar kind of concept that if you've got a water source which is existing already, and you want to feed that into your fields, that's fine as well, because all you're doing really is you're adjusting the river into the right destination, and thereby the water is going to be going to the right place, and it will be fully irrigated, and that's fine. That's not considered tichy yisera. And finally, very briefly, but the point is here as well, that if you've got a water reservoir, a water source, or a river, whatever it may be, that all you're doing, your action is that you're aligning it towards the field that requires irrigation, that's fine. This is all in contrast to the schlepping of the buckets, which is a tech yeser, which is also. So the point of Sif Gimel here is again that if it's about making a, you know, there's a flow, there's a river going, and you want to make the river go into a different direction, that's okay. If there's a water reservoir there and you want it to lead towards your field, that's fine as well. As long as you're not going this ongoing tech yeser, which is also. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so to summarize what we learned this evening, we learned that the combing of the horse's hair is fine. We learned to breed an animal is also, to do any medical activity for the animal is fine as well, such as bloodletting or any other refuah. With regards to the chicken, we said you know if it's escaped, you can put it back within 3 days. We then start to speak about Dovah Oved. Dovah Oved is anything which causes a financial loss you have to do on Chol HaMoed, even though it's a proper malacha. However, that's only if there's no great malacha, a great ticha involved. Because if it is a great ticha, then it will be also. One example given for that is the schlepping of buckets of water in order to irrigate your field. If it's about readjusting the water, it's fine. If it's schlepping, then it's considered ticha tzere, which is also. More on that tomorrow evening.